With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Biden's push to reclassify marijuana is his latest election year move to attract young voters. More on that from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Hoping to appeal to younger voters, the president has embraced a series of policies ranging from free community college to abortion access to student loan forgiveness. His latest move is a proposal to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. The Biden campaign is fighting to hold together the coalition that sent him to the White House in 2020, but he's facing stiff opposition from many younger Americans when it comes to his handling of Israel's war against Hamas. Greg Clugston, The White House.
South Sudan has removed recently imposed taxes and fees that had triggered the suspension of UN food airdrops, which thousands of people depend on.
United Nations last week urged South Sudanese authorities to remove the new taxes introduced in February, but the government says it's keeping charges on services rendered by firms contracted by the UN peacekeeping mission in South Sudan. The UN warned suspending food aid deliveries would affect 135,000 people by May. The new taxes had applied to charges for electronic cargo tracking, security escort fees, and fuel. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Russia has launched a barrage of drones on eastern Ukraine as the country marked its third Easter at war yesterday. President Vladimir Zelensky urges Ukrainians in an Easter address to be, quote, united in one common prayer, and called God an ally in the war with Russia. The Ukrainians, as many Eastern Orthodox people do, celebrate Easter on a different date than those of us in the West. High waters flooded neighborhoods around Houston yesterday following heavy rains that have resulted in crews rescuing more than 400 people from homes, rooftops, and roads. Others are preparing to get out today. This is SRN News. 17 states are challenging new Biden administration rules entitling workers to time off and other accommodations for abortions. Arkansas and Tennessee have filed a lawsuit in federal court calling the new rules an illegal interpretation of the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. The Biden rules mean that legislation, aimed at making pregnancy easier for working women, will now also make it easier for women to have an abortion. The state's lawsuit argues the new rules go beyond the scope and intention of the original law. A proposed ban on sex change operations for children has failed in the Kansas legislature. Republicans were unable to override Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's veto of the proposed ban after two GOP lawmakers broke ranks and switched their votes. The bill also would have barred state employees who work with children from promoting transgenderism to youngsters. That became a big issue for critics and the two Republican lawmakers who switched. This is SRN News. The latest Kentucky Derby provided the closest finish in the last 28 years yesterday.
Mystic Dan had to hold off Sierra Leone by a nose to win the 150th Kentucky Derby Saturday at Churchill Downs. Mystic Dan took the lead just before the 16th pole. He was an 18-1 shot, paid $39.22 for a $2 winning ticket. Heavy favorite Fierceness was far back in 15th. McPeak from Lexington, Kentucky, had a banner weekend winning both the Oaks and the Derby. A crowd of 156,710 watched on a cloudy, humid day. Ed Peak, Louisville.
A lot of famous people are at the event, as they always are. Kentucky native Winona Judd was at the track to sing the national anthem. Martha Stewart was the day's grand marshal, charged with saying riders up to start the race. Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift's boyfriend, comedian Jimmy Fallon, and musician Kid Rock also there. This is SRN News.